Skagway welcomes the biggest ship to sail Alaskan waters yet, and a famed urban design firm from New York visits Haines to take a look at plans for Portage Cove. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. Those stories are up next. The biggest cruise ship to sail Alaskan waters arrived in Skagway Monday morning. It's part of a trend towards even larger cruise ships called mega ships. Demand for Alaskan cruises is up, but now the question for small Southeast communities is how many visitors they can handle. After ports of call in Sitka, Icy Strait, and Juneau, the Royal Caribbean International's Ovation of the Seas docked in Skagway's harbor Monday morning. She is visibly several stories higher than a celebrity cruise ship and is towering over the Seven Seas Mariner. The Ovation is the biggest ship yet to dock in Skagway.
It was pretty hectic there for a little bit.
Port manager Stuart Stevens says the mega ships come with some challenges.
Everything's bigger. The lines are bigger. They're heavier. Of course, fitting them onto the berth itself is a little trickier. It's just more unwieldy, too. You know, if the wind was blowing, you know, they might have a little harder time.
But the benefit is more people get to enjoy Skagway and boost the local economy while they do it. Mark Lonis is out on the dock before 8 a.m. to collect passengers for the Skagway streetcar tour.
Full as our town is right now with all the summer seasonals in the town, it holds over double the number of passengers that our town has as a population, and that is pretty mind-blowing.
Hi. Yes, please. Hello. Welcome aboard. Can I have your car here?
As with every new ship to arrive in Skagway, the city sent a delegation to welcome the vessel. Interim manager Tom Healy presented Captain Henrik Loy with a plaque from the city.
Skagway, we welcome you on your maiden voyage to Skagway.
Representatives from White Pass, Fire and Police Departments, the Skagway Traditional Council, and the Klondike Gold Rush National Historical Park exchanged tokens with the ship as well. Captain Loy has been sailing in Alaska for years. He says the Ovation is the biggest cruise ship sailing in Pacific waters.
And with a ship like this, I think this is ideal for this region, with all our indoor areas and it's the stability, she fits everywhere, so
yeah.
Perfect.
White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad own the dock. They've known the Ovation was coming for a couple of years and had time to build out the dock to accommodate the extra length of the 1,100-foot ship. Tyler Rose directs strategic planning at White Pass.
I think the opportunities are, it just shows what a hot market Alaska is as a whole, and then Skagway and our ability to accommodate those larger ships. The trend that we're seeing is that there are bigger ships coming up, and so that requires the infrastructure to handle them.
He sees potential in larger ships. White Pass expanded the railroad dock with a floating component in 2013, additional mooring in 2016, and two more mooring dolphins this year. Those are so the dock can hold not one, but two ships about the size of the Ovation. That happens when the Norwegian Joy and Bliss both come into the port at the same time. At a recent community work session, some Skagway residents suggested the community has reached its upper limit of passengers. They want to offer nice experiences to travelers and maintain quality of life for residents. Rose says that while there are challenges, he doesn't see the upper limit in Skagway yet.
But yeah, I think it's just the volume of passengers, the infrastructure to be put in place. And I think the town has historically adapted really well towards that. And I anticipate us doing it into the future.
The boardwalks in the historic district are busy this morning, but human traffic is flowing smoothly. Tom and Susan Ballard are from San Marcos, Texas. They've come to Alaska twice, and they've been on over a dozen cruises.
Ovation of the Seas.
They're among the nearly 5,000 passengers that fit on board the Ovation of the Seas.
And more classy than the others have been.
Yeah, the shops are more upscale.
Hundreds of feet below the towering cruise ship, a tern dives in the harbor, and a stream of tourists snap pictures as they filter into town. Representatives from New York urban design firm James Corner Field Operations arrived in Haines Saturday night. They're famous for urban restoration projects that infuse developed urban spaces with art and nature, like the New York High Line. Alaska Arts Confluence invited them to work with the borough and the Chilkoot Indian Association on the Portage Cove Trail Project. Tatiana Chulika and Colin Curley from the James Corner Field Operations Group are getting a feel for the waterfront in Haines this week. They're here to consider how to infuse the Portage Cove Trail Project with arts and community flavor. At a presentation at the Chilkat Center on Monday night, Chulika described their mission.
We have experience in putting projects together, but you are Haines. We're not, so we are here to help you become what you really want to be.
The firm will listen to community input and turn local ideas for the waterfront into drawings and renderings of what that could actually look like. They plan to work with the borough and the Chilkoot Indian Association to incorporate those ideas into the Portage Cove Trail Plan. The Arts Confluence will pay the firm using an $86,000 design grant from the National Endowment for the Arts. The Haynesboro and Chilkoot Indian Association are working together to design and construct the trail along Portage Cove. The trail will make more of the waterfront accessible for pedestrians and cyclists by linking different zones. It will connect Picture Point on the Haines Highway to the cruise ship dock and the Portage Cove Recreation Area. Locals were interested to hear what kind of ideas a design firm that specializes in rebuilding natural spaces would have for an area where the natural aspects are intact. Chulika says that she understands Haines is on the verge of possible growth and change.
And here's a chance to think about it and to be in control and think about it and just like make it be the best it can be, not the worst it can be, you know?
She says their role is that of facilitators, to turn community intention into a physical vision for the waterfront. The trail will be mostly on borough land and some Chilkoot Indian Association land. Public Facilities Director Brad Ryan said it will not be on any private property. The borough contracted Pro-HNS to design a trail along Portage Cove last year. They're funding the project with $57,000 from the commercial passenger vessel tax. The Chilkoot Indian Association will use federal highway money from the tribal transportation program to construct the trail once it's designed. Chulika and Curley will give a second presentation Wednesday evening at 5:30 p.m. at the Haynesboro Public Library. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Thanks for joining us.